Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about the health care bill. There is a lawsuit that has been filed by a bunch of attorney generals around the country. The attorney general here in Pennsylvania has filed to prevent Pennsylvania from being included in this health care bill and from suffering the repercussions of it. Talk to us about your position on this and why the state is looking to fight this.
First of all, I join many of my colleagues in signing a letter of support to the attorney general for this lawsuit. And the reasons are actually very simple. First of all, I don't think the federal government has the authority to legislate this mandate to us as citizens. You look at Congress and how they typically pass laws, and they can do so under the Interstate Commerce Clause of the Constitution. They are allowed to regulate those activities which are interstate commerce. And historically, insurance and insurance contracts have never been viewed as that. Historically, in this Commonwealth, we have an insurance commissioner. We have state laws and regulations on insurance. And it has always previously been the purview of the states to regulate this. This is one of the reasons why we can't buy insurance across state lines and a lot of the other difficulties that arise from that. I recognize the difficulties in regulating the insurance industry on a state-by-state basis. However, the question isn't whether or not it needs to be fixed. I think we would all agree that we desperately need health care and insurance reform. The question is, who has the power to do it? In this case, it's not the federal government. Previously, Congress attempted to regulate both guns in schools and domestic violence, and the impacts that increased violence in either one of these situations would have on interstate commerce. In both cases, the Supreme Court ruled that it was outside congressional authority to do so, even though they tangentially affected interstate commerce through increased illnesses and missed work and increased violence and lack of education. They determined that Congress did not have the authority to regulate either of those activities through the Interstate Commerce Clause. I would argue that this insurance and the insurance industry is really no different. It is outside the authority of Congress. They shouldn't be able to do it. Additionally, we've got this requirement or mandate as individual citizens. I have a lot of concerns about that. You take a look at that, even if it is constitutional, and let's just pretend for a moment it is, where will this stop then? What else can they mandate on our behalf for our own good? If we allow these mandates to continue to exist, personal freedoms are going to cease to be known. It's that simple.
So what you're saying basically is that by allowing this health care bill to go through and using the logic used to back it, it could also be used to back lots of other things that we really don't want to see going forward in our society, right?
Absolutely. If they can mandate this, what else can they mandate? That's really the easiest way to distill it down to the simplest factor. Additionally, you take a look at the rest of the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments clearly outline that whatever is not delegated to the federal government is reserved to the states. Again, this is insurance and in the insurance industry. And tangentially, healthcare. And finally, you look at some other clauses in the Constitution. You've got the authority for Congress to provide for the general welfare and the common defense of the United States. There might be an argument that this somehow provides for the general welfare of the United States and its citizens by providing healthcare. Unfortunately, I think this argument also fails. You start looking into the specifics of the bill, you find all kinds of sweetheart deals. A lot of them have been removed. You've got the Nebraska buy-off. You've got the Louisiana purchase and the attempt there to buy votes and funnel money towards residents of some states and not others. That has absolutely nothing to do with the general welfare of the United States. That is pitting the citizens of those states directly against the citizens of the Commonwealth. I think that it's unfair to expect our citizens to pay something that other citizens elsewhere in the country are not. And quite frankly, I think the Attorney General has the constitutional obligation to defend our rights as a sovereign Commonwealth to continue to regulate this industry on our behalf.
So to sum up here, Representative, we're looking at the Attorney General basically standing up for all of our rights on a constitutional basis. It's not that he's standing against health care. It's more that he's standing up and saying, we can't allow the Constitution to be bastardized this way. It can't be changed this way. Isn't that really the basis of why we're fighting this?
Absolutely. This is not about the question of should health care be reformed, because we all agree that it should. It really comes down to who has the authority under the Constitution to do so. And in this case, it's not the federal government.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in each week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.